Not really. Just went through the regular warm-ups, but I know last night I was really tired, so after meetings I went upstairs and went straight to sleep. You know, go back to his question, I fell asleep watching the Bo Jackson thing on ESPN, so maybe I was dreaming a little bit about that before I came out. But, you know, to come out and have a breakout game like this, you know, it's an excellent feeling. You want to have a good game, and every game you want to have a good game. But, you know, I think I went out there and my teammates went out there and we played great. We put up 50 points, which hasn't been done in a long time. Yeah, you know, I didn't have the greatest start for a rookie. And, you know, rookies have little room for error. So at that point, I just was put in a position where I had to gain the coach's trust again. And, you know, I stuck with it and kept working and working in meetings and working on the field and trying to regain the coach's trust. And I knew eventually my opportunity would come again. So I did those things so I'd be prepared when my opportunity did approach. Yeah, and, you know, they did what they had to do. This is a great organization with great coaches. So, you know, they make right decisions. It's the reason that they win games. So they knew how to handle me and knew what to do with me and to put me in the positions where I could win. And, you know, they just made all the right decisions, I think. Yeah, we go through the special team script each week, and you know, sometimes it's not there, and sometimes it is. And this week on every return that I did in practice, it looked pretty good. And before the special teams meeting, before the game, coach hand out assignment sheets. And this game, he didn't hand me one, so I went to ask him. I said, "Coach, where's my assignment sheet?" He said, "You don't need one. Just run fast." So I think that might be the new trend. I think I'm done with the assignment sheets. Excuse me? I think the kickoff return for a touchdown was really exciting and really a spark for the team. So I think I enjoyed that one more. But anytime I'm in the end zone, you know, you celebrate with the teams, you can see how happy we are. Yeah. I mean, all season I've been that close. And when I got close on the first one today, I was like, here we go again. I mean, with his sauce, you got to have coordination. So not that many people can dance and not that many people can flip. So I think they both have their own little spice. When did you know you had the touchdown? When the kicker turned around the second time. No, I didn't, but we've been looking at the season, you know, especially these last past weeks, and especially this week we took it as approach of a four-game season. So regardless of what other teams do around us in our division, we want to have full control of our own destiny. So, you know, we prepare each week and to win every game so we can control the table. Yeah, when holes open up like that, I just thank God for giving me the speed to take advantage. You hate to be one of those guys that can just look at the hole and say, man, I could have took that one if I was a little bit faster. So at that point, you know, I just use my God-given ability. No, like you said, I wasn't here last year, and, you know, I watched them win the Super Bowl on TV. And then I got drafted to them, and I said, oh, man, I want to win a Super Bowl. And I knew coming to this organization, I definitely had that chance and that opportunity. And so when we would lose games like that, you know, it hurts a little bit. But we know we got more games, and now it's narrowing down to the end of the season. So we can't have any of those errors. We want to definitely control the table. Yeah, this was just one game. I got a long way to go, and I got to prepare. And like I said, it's coming down to the end of the season. So I'll be working hard in practice and working hard on film, because I definitely don't want to be the reason that we don't get back to the playoffs or the Super Bowl. A little bit, you know. It definitely gives credit to my teammates, because it wasn't nothing that I did really amazing. You see the holes they opened up for me. So those guys that was on the field with me, you know, I give credit to those guys.
What did Brad say to you after the first offensive touchdown?
Who?
Ahmad gave you a hug after the first offensive touchdown.
Scored.
What did he say to you?
Just a good job, and, you know, I've been seeing him and Andre do this handshake, and I've been waiting for my opportunity to do the handshake with him, and I didn't know it on my first career touchdown, but I pulled him aside to teach me. So I was able to do it. Like I said, it was all about gaining the coach's trust. And, you know, that was one of their concerns. So for me to step up and pick up a safety, which is the secondary assignment on that play, you know, that probably put the coaches in the comfort zone almost, saying, oh, he can't do it. So, you know, like I said, I'm going to just keep working hard, and so I can keep on my job and keep their trust.
What play in particular was that?
Pass play, just pass protection. Not sure. It won a touchdown, though. Coach Quinn, the special teams coach. Yeah, the Reese and the manager got on me for the flip. They just said, if you ever get hurt on that, I'm going to be all in your grill. So, yeah, most definitely. You come out, you don't want that to be your last good game. And like I said, I got a long way to go, and just keep working hard and preparing. And, you know, some of the statements they made, I was sitting back there and like, whoa. Because those two great players, you know, Tuck has been to so many Pro Bowls, and Victor Cruz having great seasons back-to-back. You know, to hear those guys make their statements, and I'm a rookie sitting there hearing it, you know, it definitely holds me to a responsibility. I don't think so. But I was definitely watching it, and some of the statements he was saying and how he did it, and just watching his highlights come across the screen, you know, that's what I fell asleep to. No, I had two in college. You know, I knew I was doing good on kickoff return, and the guys around me was doing their job. And, you know, I didn't really look at records. And, I mean, to hear that and some of the other records that I came across today, you know, that's shocking. I think one was in 1948. I don't know if they had face masks went that long ago, but I know my parents weren't born. And that's a long record that's been there.
All right.